As we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, and we know already in Elul that the Avodas Hazman is the Avodah of Tshuva. So we need to understand the root of what Tshuva really is in order to make an Avodah out of Tshuva. Of course, everything is hinted to in the Parshas of the Zman, which we read at the different Kufas of the year. One of the Pesukim which we read in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavai, that in the midst of the vidui that one says upon bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, that he begins to describe the Yeshua and the Geula from Mitzrayim. And he recounts, V'nitzak el Hashem elakei aviseinu, as I'm sure you're familiar with from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, V'yayah Hashem esanyeinu, V'yishma, the idea of V'nitzak el Hashem elakei aviseinu, the Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael and Nigel from Mitzrayim and the schus of the tzaakos which they did to Hashem Yisbarach. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Tazayin Amad Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that there are four things which are Kareya Gzardino Shel Adam. One of those things is tzaaka. As it says, Vayitzaku El Hashem Batzar Lehem, Umitzukoyseyem Yoshiyem. When we speak about Rosh Hashanah and Gzardin, that tzaaka is one of the avodas which is able to be kareya the gzar din. This is very interesting because we usually see tzaaka as just being a response to pain. When actuality, Chazal tell us that there are 10 lashonos of tefillah, and one of the lashonos of tefillah is called tzaaka. That a tzaaka is a form of tefillah. We take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is the source for many, many things when it comes to the Avodah of Tshuva, the Halachas of Tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, in Halacha Dalin and Paragimel, he writes, you have it in front of you, Midarkei HaTshuva Lihiyos Hashav Tzoik Tami Lifnei Hashem Bevechi B'Sachanunim. The Rambam explains and he describes tshuva as being from the darchei of tshuva to be tzoik tami lifnei Hashem bevechi v'sachanunim. That a very important element in tshuva is the avodah of tzaaka l'Hashem. And when it comes to a serious yimei tshuva, the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, af al pi she'atshuva v'atzaaka yafa l'olam, even though tshuva and tzaaka, these two things, out of all things, they're always good. The Rambam understands that that which it says in the pasuk, "Dirshu Hashem, Kra'uhu b'yosei karo," which is of course a reference to tefillah, it's a tefillah which is a tzaaka type of a tefillah. As he said before, that tzaaka is the form of tefillah which is shaykh biyoseh to a person who's shav b'tshuva. Rabbi Nachman, we see here a number of Mar Makomos. The first one coming from Shichas Haran and then Chaim Aron, we'll read through them very quickly. As you'll see, the Rabbi Nachman goes along with the derech of the Rambam when it comes to tshuva, that the ikar nekuda of tshuva is the inyan of tzaaka. He writes in Sichas Aran, Sichas Kufchaft, Tess, Afilu kishanayflim lefamim. It's not that he wrote this, of course, it's what Rabbi Nasser recounted from his Sichas. Afilu kishanayflim lefamim letech refesh vetit. Even when a person falls into the mud, shekasha lema'oid latzeis misham, and it's very difficult to leave it, he said, Tzayakin, Tzayakin, Vitzayakin. Then you have the Yiddish. And he lifted up his hands, and he didn't say more than that. And then a Chaim Aron, Rabbi Nosson recounts, how does a person come to do tshuva? ובבד שליס אשו עצון מן הצעקה ותפילו בקשה רק לעסק בצעקה ותפילו בתחינה ולא יסגיע לעולם עד שיובי לזלה לס כי עיקר התשובה הוא צעקה וזעקה להשם יזברך. It's a chiddush. Although the Rambam stares us in the face every year that we read it, and we take a look at this Rabbi Nachman, we wouldn't think, after being familiar with the components of the halachic tshuva, which is vidui, charata, etc., that tzaaka would be the ikka component for tshuva. Rabbi Nachman continues in Sichas Aran and Sichas Kuf Yad Zayin, where it says here, we'll just, I don't know if we'll read it inside, but basically we'll just give the bekitzur of it, is that Rabbi Nachman had an avodah by him. It says that what he would do was that he would go into a boat and he would just let it sail off. And wherever it would go, it would go. It says even though that he knew how to run the boat, how to man the boat, right, he would just go off, disappear into the ocean, and he would be oisik in his bodidus and tefillah l'Hashem. And it says it was through this that he was zeichet to his tremendous madrigas. And in the middle paragraph, he writes, Me'inyan ha-sfina, about this sfina, that he would go with the sfina to the middle of the river, and he wouldn't know how to be manning the sfina. Apparently, he didn't know how to be manning. And when he would get into the middle of the ocean, and he wouldn't know what to do, because the sfina would go back and forth, he would be tzayek la-Hashem yisbarach, ve'heirim yad ve'lov karay, then he would lift up his hands. And in the bottom paragraph it says, V'hayarogil asapir zayis, and he would tell this over, V'ratza lahachnes b'libeinu, because he wanted us to know very clearly, Shetzakach tzarech kolechad ve'echal litzak la'ashem yizborach, that there's an avoida called tzaka. V'lisa libo yilav yisborach, kilu hu be'emsa hayam toli achut ha'saira. That a person has to imagine himself in his life, that he's in this boat, and his life is toli b'chut ha'saira. And the tremendous storm of the life, and the person doesn't know what to do, and it's kimal that he doesn't have an opportunity to cry, to scream out. There's no other eitzah. Hadvarim Hatev. Perhaps based on this Rabbi Nachman, we can understand Al Pipshat, according to our level, that which the Arizal writes, that the secret of the month of Elul comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Hanoisin Bayom Derech, B'mayim Azim Nesiva. That the secret of Elul is that Hashem gives passage through the Yam. And in stormy waters, Nisiva, he finds a path. What Hashem is referring to, perhaps, is the idea that Chodesh Elul, which is the Zman of Tshuva, is that a person has to see himself that he's in the middle of the ocean. That in order for a person to truly understand what the avodah of Tshuva is that Tshuva means that it's survival. That a person is in the middle of the ocean, in a boat, and he doesn't know how to run it, and he doesn't know where to turn or how to get out of it, and it's stormy. That it's really, it's a life lesson. It's not that a person, that he's fallen into a pit of averos. Of course, like Rav Nachman said before. But that life itself is a ruach sa'ara. And he doesn't know how to swim, and he doesn't know how to man the boat. And so therefore, it's a natural reaction that a person cries out to Hashem Yisbarach, because he feels like, how is he going to make it through, if not for the fact that it's an emergency. That he feels like he needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make it through life. And many times, the difficulties and the challenges that we go through are reminders to Hashem Yisbarach, not just in a way that you did Averis and now it's difficult. But many times, it's in an inyan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a simon to a person. That life is like this. That even when things are going smoothly, you completely depend upon me. And so therefore, tshuva is not just an act which a person does, and that a person has fallen into a pit of averus, of chatoim, and he needs to pull himself out. It's not just an avodah for a rasha, but even for a tzaddik, it's to recall and to remember that Hashem will send signs to a person that he should remember at all times, that he needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Allah has come of a kamum when things are hard, but at every single moment he's dependent upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course it seems a little bit impractical perhaps that a person should say to himself, but I'm just going to go in the middle of davening, I'm going to start to cry out to Hashem. I'm going to go to the ocean. Is there some type of a river floating through Queens that I can go onto this boat and start to scream out and try to... We're not holding a madrigas of Rabbi Nachman, of course not. Yet the words of the Rambam and the words of the Siddiqim apply to us for sure. But there's a way for a person to be mekayim this inyan. In a way where it becomes more practical. You have in front of you here a piece from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Sefer Lekut Imei Peninim. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Shamati mimayri kol gadol shetzarech ladavik atzmo l'kashe machshavta v'nishmasu al pnimius sheresh Torah mitzvah shesher oisa." A person has to connect himself to the pnimius of what he does. Dim leikein oisa chasrim kitzus u'peirut. Otherwise, a person is detaching himself from the source, from Hashem Yisborach. Or lefamim hu bekatnas, but yet sometimes a person falls into a low state. Al yisalik al tayru tefila leimai misafu v'lochot mitzvah asos. A person shouldn't cast off from himself tayru and tefila. V'af shadibu begolos, and even though it's difficult, yechazik atzmu divu v'kayach v'rambas kol, he should cry out Hashem Yisborach, v'lo yizbayish mina chachamim hagdona b'yoyser. Even, and you shouldn't be embarrassed of the Chachamim Gedolim who will look at him, V'lam Analigin, of those who will put him down. If a person feels it's an emergency, he needs to do what he needs to do. Because we know how great it is to cry out to Hashem. And when it's with tremendous strength, it's able to tear through all the klipas and the menias. And then a person can come into a madrega, and he's quoting a pasuk in Eicha, which is Tzoak Libo Mil Hashem. Shoyfech nafsho lifnei kohen imam eshad klois hanefesh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is referring to an avoda which is called Tzoak Libo Mil Hashem. It is a way of crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not verbally through the mouth, that the lev has the ability to cry out to Hashem Yisbarach. In fact, as the Zohar Kaddish which says, as in the Zohar in Parsha Shemais, it says, "Gedoyla tza'aka shetza'ak ki belev." How great is the tza'aka that one cries out in his heart, as the pasuk says in Eicha, "Tza'ak liba mel Hashem," and it says, "Vizu kroyv al Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoisem etfila." That crying out in one's heart, the Zohar Kaddish says, is even higher than avodah of tefillah. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says in Savas Harivash in the next Simin Simin Laman Gimel. Sarech Adam Dilmer Lahargil Asatzah Shispala Lafidu Hazmiris Bekol Namach. That there's a way of davening Hashem Yisbarach V'yitzak Balachash. That there's a way of what's called crying, screaming out in a silent way. V'yemer Hadavir Bim Bezmiris Bim Belimad Bekol Koyachad. That you could say it with intensity, with all of your strength. As it says, "Kol atzmoi sektamana Hashemim kamaicha," that tzaaka tihiya machmas dveikus tihiya belachash. Of course, this is a madrega, but there's a way to be able to cry out Hashem Yisbarach, tzaktivim el Hashem, with an inner dveikus, that even though there's nothing which is coming out of a person's mouth, but in the lave that he's margish a sense of tzaaka Hashem. If you take a look at the Zera Kodesh here in Parshas Bishalach, he goes on the pasuk of Vayomer Hashem O Moshe Matitzak Ilai, and he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, "Lamanu Shem Moshe Omi B'Tfila." The Moshe was davening. So the Rosh Hashanah asks, "V'hinei Loimatzi Nushum Tfila Shispal Moshe." Where do we see Moshe davening at all? Doesn't say anywhere the Moshe davened that Hashem had to say to him, "Stop davening." This is a beautiful yisoid. Rakshish Itim Shitzarech Tzadik Lasayis Beifinzeh Shalol Ispal B'Feirish. There are times that the tzadik has no choice, that he cannot daven explicitly. In the generation, sometimes people come in front of them, and they asked that they should daven for them, for their needs. Umeshiv lehat tzaddik behavar be'am, the tzaddik will just say, Hashem yisparach ya'azir lecha, Hashem should help you. V'chadayme, umishu tzaddik gadol, but a great tzaddik, he's able to accomplish what he needs to do immediately with those words. It's a silent tefillah that the tzaddik is mispalel to Hashem. Why does he do so? Because he sees that the accusations are close. And he has to disguise the tefillah in a way that it's not nirgush to the mitzvah. That he's davening, that the Satan has very close eyes on the tzaddik. That Moshe saw, as Chazal say, the clients were in the midst of a din. Therefore, he concealed his tefillah. That's why he says to Klal Yisrael, Moshe says, you will see the Yeshua of Hashem. So the Zera Kodesh, the Rosh Hashanah says, he's Mechadish here, this is itself was the tefillah that he davened. Rak behester, silently. And that's why Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak Eli, why are you davening to me? Only Hashem hears this tefillah. Shalafan of Nindu Kol Talum Mayis, Hashem hears it all. V'amalei Yisparach Shmer Halani Raya B'dibur Chazat Zagaz Chaylai. I hear this, but nobody else hears this. Ein Chatzarech Lezeh. You don't even need this. Rather just go, daven Yisrael Yisrael. Your tefillah has been answered. V'zeh Shepirish Rashi L'man Shemoshe Oymin B'tefillah. Shehatoyro is Malami Dei Sanu B'kan Derech Tefillah Behest. And this is a direct connection to what we said before, Hanoisim Bayom Derech, which is a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf, because the Avodah of Elul is a tefillah like this. That gufa from the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rosh Hashanah pulls out this Indian of tefillah, Tzach Libam El Hashem, this is the marker for that. I experienced this once by my Rebbe, Rav Matl Zilber Shlita. I remember very clearly. Maybe you remember this episode also. It was a number of years ago that, maybe in this time of year actually, that there was an LL plane which was trying to land and there was a problem with its landing gear. And the texts were going around and there was a big hysteria for tefillah where people should daven that this plane with hundreds of passengers should have a safe and easy emergency landing. I was standing in line to give a kvittel to the Rebbe and I get this text message. And I hand the kvittel to the Rebbe, and I say to the Rebbe, I say, right now, there's an LL plane, which is trying to land, the emergency gear, the landing gear is not working, and it's a big shah sakana, and I want to just be masked to the Rebbe. All of a sudden, I see that his eyes become very wide, and his face is turning red. His face is turning red. And he doesn't say anything to me. He just says, oh, Mitzashem, Mitzashem. So afterwards, Baruch Hashem, there was a safe landing and everything was smooth. So a few days later, I come to the Rebbe and I say to him, to the Rebbe, I says, when I said to you that, and I saw that your eyes became big and I saw your face became red, were you shouting inside, mamash screaming to Hashem Yisbarach, that everything should be fine, but you didn't show anything? So he just nodded his head like this. Just nodded his head like this. You have to know that my Rebbe was from Stachin, and this is Rafshitz, this is Arakodesh, this is a very big Yisoid. You can go to many tzaddikim. People go to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, and they say, all I think I got was a bracha v'atzlacha. Bracha v'atzlacha. A tzaddik is able to be poiled with just a couple words. And if I care, sometimes if a tzaddik is going to hold your hand, and he's a very big tzaddik, he's going to give you this really long bracha, you may walk out feeling very nice and warm and fuzzy inside, but who's to say that that's anything greater than a bracha v'atzlacha? Who's to say? Not that the tzaddik doesn't care. He loves every single Jew. But tzaddik can know the ways of Hashem Yisbarach, and he knows the inner workings of the kitrugim and v'chule v'chule. It's not so simple. There's tremendous chachma in avodas Hashem to know what's a zman for open tzaka, what's a time for tzat libam el Hashem, what's a shas dvekas for a tzaddik, what's not. There's tremendous oymik in this thing. Rabbi Nachman here in Sichas Aran and Simin Tazayin, he writes, Dashi Yechoil and Litzak B'Kol D'Mamadaka, that it's possible for a person to shout silently, B'Tza'ok G'dolim Avad V'Lo Yishma Shum Odom Klal, and nobody can hear it. Ki ain't a mitzvah shum kol klal, because you don't. There's no voice. Rakatza akahiva called mamadaka, but zay yucha kol adam. He writes. The high mishi yitzar b'machshavto hatzaak of yachnis kol hatzaak of b'machshava. The yitzar b'daitay kol hatzaak of mamish im hanigun kederech shetzayakin. Imagine it. V'yikanez b'zeh ad sheyitzak mamish b'vachinez kol mamadaka v'shemodim la yishmakha. It's a tremendous chiddush, but really, to be makatzer, but this is the whole inyan of the shofar. That the shofar is this pitch which comes from the depths of a person. And it says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though a person himself doesn't cry out, but the shofar comes from a place within a person that there's a kol tzaka, that there's a voice which is shining in front of Hashem in a way which is a kol d'mamadaka. And that's why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is this man, like the Rambam says of tzaka, that the shofar is a semel for that. The shofar is a simon for that. But not just the kol which mamish is breaking everybody's ears. But there's something about the kol shofar that it's such a silent kol. We even say about it in the Sanatak, in the Sanatak, we say the kol mamadaka yishama. There's a lot to say about this inyan, but this is not the time for drushes. But the relevance of the shofar to the inyan of the kol mamadaka, just agav, this is the reason why al pi kabbalah you're supposed to blow the shofar dafka and the tefillah balachash and the silent shmona esrei. Not like we do by Bnei Ashkenaz that we blow it in the tefillah sashatz. It's supposed to be a tefillah, supposed to be a tzaka which comes from a silent place. And if a person wants to cry along with the shofar, doesn't have to shuckle 1,000 miles per hour or to throw it. He can cry along with the shofar. He can cry along with the shofar because the whole inyan of the shofar is called tzaka, which comes from the oimek halev. It's tzoak libo mel Hashem. The Vizhiner, the Hilig Vizhiner said that there were some people who came to visit the Vizhiner, and he has to know the way of Vizhin. The way by Vizhin is that everything by the Vizhiner was pimius. He didn't show any outward emotion, any outward movements, nothing. So there were some Chassidim who they came from a different Chassidus, I forget where, and they came just to witness and to watch the avodah of the Vizhiner. And they saw that the way that he davened, and they had big kashas. And didn't understand how the tzaddik davened like this. And afterwards he said to them, he says, there's a way of crying out to Hashem, which is called, E'encha b'seisir ra'am. That Hashem says that I will answer you, b'seisir ra'am. Seisir is like a hidden thunder. That in your hidden thunder, I will answer you. He says, this is the way that a tzaddik davens. Many times you see tzaddikim daven, you don't see any movements, you don't see any cries. And every tzaddik has a different way. But the tzaddikim, that what goes on inside of them, there's a tremendous shouting. But that's called the encha b'seis ra'am. There's a silent cry to Hashem Yisbarach. Which according to Yusuf and the Baal Shem, which may be a higher level according to the dvekas of the tzaddik. According to Rabbi Nachman, he says, the tshayich l'chol adam, if he's metzairit. I think this is the pshat which we said before in Rabbi Nachman, that he said tzayakin, 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 and then it says he lifted up his hands. And he lifted up his hands to show that he was being mamshech to be tzayak. But what he was teaching them is that you don't need to cry and to cry and to cry in a way that everybody has to listen to you and say shah. What he was trying to show is that you could be mamshech that tzayak in a way that if your hands go up, like it says about Moshe Rabbeinu when they were fighting against Amalek. It says v'ya kasha yorim Moshe's yad v'gavah Yisrael. It wasn't just that the hands of Moshe went up. Like the Mishnah says in Saita, it says that the hands of Moshe go up, that means the Klai Yisrael win, and if they go down, it says no, that if they turn their eyes to Shemayim, they win. And what that means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just that he was putting up his hands, that he was shrying to Hashem Yisbarach, but in a way that nobody could hear. Like he did by Kriyas Yamsuf. He was Mamshech that Avodah when he fought against the Amalek. But it's something which we can take from, especially during these days of Elul, of Tzak Libu Mel Hashem, during a service of Mechuva, Yafet Tzak, like the Rambam writes. But of course, it's not something which a person can copy, but it's just to be Maidiyah Be'alma, to let us know that if the Rambam says it's a Zaman Tzak, it's certainly a Sovim from the Tzadikim. It's the Ikka way of Tshuva is associated with this. It's a Chiddush. that every single person should be able to take a mitzvah Hashem, how to apply it either to his davening, or to his zboididus, or to the zman of Elul, or to aseres to mechuvah b'chatz. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. That is, we're mamshech in the zboidah of tshuva, which is so relevant now. Kodesh Baruch Hu should guide us and to teach us the derech of tzaka, and a pnimius way to talk to b'mal Hashem. With that, to be zecha to tshuva shleima, and to tefillin achayina, to be able to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, to see machtem be'Beis Tfilasi, the rebuilding of a true mikdash, which is the mikdash of tefillah, the Yisgoyel Tzedek Mevim Menor.